Madison says owning these compounding pharmacies is key to Hims's ability to sell compounded medications at a deep discount.
So the drug makers, Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly, obviously set their list prices for the medications, which they argue takes into account all of the R&D, the money that's spent going into developing these drugs, which for both companies, you know, they've been sort of several decades in the making. They also have these complicated injector, very sophisticated injector pens that are patented that they use or that patients use to inject the medications. You know, on the other hand, compounding pharmacies mix the drugs up themselves from active ingredients, and they don't have those sophisticated injector pens. They, you know, the drugs, compounded drugs come in a vial with a syringe, and patients draw it up and inject it themselves. They aren't approved by the FDA. They don't need to be tested for safety and efficacy in the same way, and so they're able to price them a lot cheaper.
I'm David Gura, and this is The Big Take from Bloomberg News. Today on the show, how Hims became the king of knockoff weight loss drugs, and what's next for the company if it can't hold on to the crown.